How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Tom. Tom, last night, you were at the Pride of Britain Awards.
Well, yes, I was. And guess who I was sat next to?
Oh, go on.
Jill Scott.
Oh, who I love.
And she was talking about you.
Slagging me off again.
Slagging you off. No, she did an award where she just slagged you off. she was there with her partner, Shelley.
Yeah, he's lovely.
And we had such a nice time. She's such a lovely, lovely person, but she loves you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, she's great. Nice. She's such a nice person.
Yeah, I really liked her. I mean, I had met her before, but it was nice to sit with her.
Did you have dinner?
There was dinner.
Okay, what did you eat?
Wow, okay. It was an aubergine sort of thing that was in like a round thing.
Sure.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
And then it was lamb was the main course.
Sure.
Or you could opt for a vegetarian Wellington, which also looked very nice.
Yeah, sure.
And then dessert was a sharing platter, which actually was perfect because you could just have a little bit. Sometimes I don't feel like a lot.
Yeah. You're more of a savoury person anyway, aren't you, really?
Well, I know I work with cakes quite a lot, but I quite like a savoury now.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Pastry.
Yeah, I don't mind a cheese now, yeah. Yeah, all the cholesterol stuff I like now.
Everything that's going to have us in cardiology.
Yeah, exactly. But very, very lovely evening.
Yeah, I bet. Did you cry a lot?
Every award.
Yeah, I bet.
Every award I just...
Sobbed.
Was like, sobbed, or, you know, just had a tear. It was
yeah,
really,
just one... Solitary tear.
Yeah.
Who was it hosted by?
Ashley Banjo and Carol Vorderman.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. But Keir Starmer was there, Sir Keir.
Sure.
Prime Minister.
Sure.
And I have to say, like, he was very chilled out, sat there, people just kind of coming up to him, asking for photographs. He was just there for the dinner. He had his security people, but they were sort of hanging back.
So it wasn't like he wasn't making it about him.
He wasn't making it about him.
Well, because it's not.
And Jess Phillips was there.
Sure. I like her.
I like her. And who else was an interesting person? I just thought it's just interesting seeing Sir Keir Starmer. You know, the Prime Minister was just sort of there.
Yeah.
I just always think that's extraordinary when you see someone like that. You know.
Yes, I agree. And you go, oh, you're real.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. So that was exciting, really. It was all very lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Very nice. It was very nice. So, but we got back a little bit late from there.
Sure, of course.
Not that I'm complaining. Not that I'm saying I'm tired. I'm not tired.
I'm not saying you're tired.
Great. What else did we do this week?
Well, we went to the 25th gala performance, anniversary performance of The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. And Alf and I wandered in late, didn't really know who was going to be there. Guess who sat in front of us?
It's me.
Susie and the fam.
Susie et fam. And my daughter was absolutely delighted to see you and Alf.
Wow.
Tom and Alf are there.
It was so perfect. Everything about it. I cried at that as well.
So Tom, you'd never seen it before?
No, only the film.
Which is surprising because you're such a West End Wendy.
But there's a lot of ones I haven't seen. Like that have been going for years.
Have you seen Wicked?
No.
Neither have I. Should we go to Wicked together?
Well, let's go.
Yeah, we should go to Wicked. I know a lot of the music, so I can sing along, which I'm sure everyone would be delighted about.
That's what they love now, isn't it? That's what they encourage.
Popular.
Yeah.
You can be popular. See?
Oh, that's from Wicked, isn't it?
That's from Wicked. Yeah. And I've got such a great soprano for it.
Well, you did there. It's perfectly in tune. Perfect to the right register. But The Lion King, we thought was wonderful.
Oh my God, it was so good. How amazing is it right at the beginning when the animals come through the audience?
Oh, it's incredible. The only thing I would say is if I was the elephant.
Yes.
I think they should say to the elephant, go on last, because an elephant goes on stage. And then after that, you've got like some birds and things. And I think everyone's so amazed. There's an elephant walking through the audience.
Sure. You think he should headline?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Because
I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's hard to be a bird or a, you know, a small.
Tell me about it, babe.
You know, right. Stand up.
That's my book on feminism. It's hard to be a bird.
It's hard to be a bird. Also referencing The Lion King. Apart from that, though, I thought it was a wonderful.
No, that's it was not really so good, isn't
observation.
It?
Observation. It was so good.
It was quite exciting to watch it with my four-year-old because she just kept going.
No. Did she?
She was quite worried about the hyenas.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit scary.
That bit's a bit scary. She was quite concerned. Are they coming now? Are they coming now? Mm-hmm. And then Alf very sweetly said to her, well, I'm also scared of the hyenas, so don't worry, we can be scared together. Adorable. But then when they came on, she quite loudly turned around and said, are you okay, Alf? Are you scared?
Oh, so lovely.
Which is very sweet. Just checking
it was
in.
So nice. So nice. That's what's so lovely about it.
It was really special.
It was just delightful, wasn't it? Yeah, it was just a lovely time. And then when we were saying goodbye at Charing Cross,
yes.
that lovely lady
came up
said,
to us.
Yeah. And said she likes the podcast, so shout out to her.
Shout out to her. She didn't tell us her name.
No,
it's nice when people see us in public together because they know that this isn't a lie.
I think some people think we're AI.
You know that we're not those fake friends.
They think we're just AI robots.
I think if we were robots, this podcast would be so much better.
It would be quite a strange computer program where it's like, just talk about anything.
Do you think this is ChatGPT?
It would be like a test. Oh, this could be ChatGPT, just like test. Just like test language. Maybe I don't know.
That was very funny on the live show when you read out what ChatGPT
us? The transcript.
Oh, that would be funny to find out what ChatGPT says about us. Maybe we've done that actually. I think someone might have sent that in.
Oh, but it's so difficult. You know, is it sentient? Have we just transferred into the sentient?
Who knows? It's hard to say.
ChatGPT, it's so difficult, isn't it, these days? Got to worry about that.
But yes. Big thank you to the gang at Lion King for, I mean, genuinely. A magical afternoon, like one of my favourite days.
It was lovely.
We went for a Nando's as well. I mean, it was just honestly the best afternoon I've had in months.
We went for a tapas beforehand and it was lovely.
Oh, did you? What did you get? Because I always find my tapas, there's not enough and it's a bit greasy. I'm not writing off all Spanish food before anyone writes
it. Wow.
I've really enjoyed some sometimes. I just never know what to do when I'm getting tapas.
Mm-mm. Well, this was Italian tapas and
oh,
I got overexcited because they said there was lemon sole and I should try it. Anyway, we got that, but it did take a long time to come up and that made us quite stressed and late. But we weren't late.
Yeah,
we
just
but I wish I'd been in Nando's. We would have landed across.
Well, that's the thing. Mm. Lisa Nandied.
We would have Lisa Nandied. Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice.
Mm.
It was nice because I came straight from Virgin Radio, you know, of course.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah. They do sometimes still use that jingle, but sometimes they don't use that. Great fun.
Tom Allen.
Yeah. Oh, they do that one. Yeah.
I see that you've been talking about the harvest. Have you been talking a lot about your garden, Tom?
Well, Harvest Festival was a couple of weeks ago now, but we did have a lovely live harvest show with vegetables and all sorts. And yeah, it was very fun.
Tom, what is the story of the Harvest Festival? Because all I remember is that you took the tins that your mum didn't want anymore to school.
That's the story. That's the story of Harvest.
That's the story. And they give them to people that would like them.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, now it's, well, I think it's a pagan thing really to say thank you or to acknowledge the harvest, which has gone well.
Oh, so it's literally like putting it on the altar to be like, thanks for the food.
Thanks for, yeah, letting us grow the food. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think it, so I think it dates, I think I'm right in saying it's pre-Christian.
Sure.
But it is, well, it is. It is in I think a lot of religions actually. I mean, you know, people need to eat, so it is included there.
Sure.
And then, but we did it sort of in a quite secular way, really. Although we did do a few hymns.
Did you?
Because we had James from Assembly Hall Bangers, who's on tour at the moment. Go and see him. James was doing his "Give Me Oil in My Lamp."
He came on the show.
Yeah.
So he does, for people that aren't across him, he literally does assembly bangers. So he does like hymns from school.
Yeah.
But in like a fun way.
In a fun way, and everybody joins in. It's great.
But is it sort of religious or is it not? Is he doing it in a religious way?
No, he's not. He just does a few stories about assembly. And
he does fun. Oh, is he a comic?
Well, he does it as a live show.
Yeah, because I've just seen him on Instagram, but that sounds really fun.
Well, I think, I think he did it. His story was, he said he did it online during the pandemic. People really liked it. And then he said to Glastonbury, can I come along and play?
I love that.
I think that's what happened. And then they said, no, with Glastonbury, we're really cool.
No, we've got Coldplay. We don't want you singing Shine, Jesus, Shine.
We don't need you and your assembly hall bangers. Something happened and he ended up doing like a little tiny stage. And they were like, okay, do that if you want. Fine. And then the tent was absolutely rammed.
Rammo in the main room?
Yeah.
Love that for him.
And it was a big deal. There was like loads of people. It was like, he said it was like a, you know, like a stadium gig to him. And,
That's so lovely.
And so everybody really enjoyed it. I think it's just nice to sing. I think that's what it is. And everybody knows the tunes. So it's a religious.
Oh, Tom, do you know what this brings us really nicely onto? Talking about how lovely it is to sing.
What? Oh.
We're doing a Christmas show.
We enjoyed the live show last time so much. We're going to do another. It's going to be a Christmas.
It's going to be a Christmas show. And we're going, Tom, you're going to bring your Joanna, aren't you?
We were thinking we'd have a Joanna on stage this time and we would actually do some singing.
We thought maybe we could do some carols, some Carol Kings. Not Carol Kings, just carols, because it's Christmas. It's a Christmas show.
We're not going to play the Carol King.
We're going to do Tapestry from beginning to end. That's the whole night.
That's the whole night, our version of.
Yeah. It is on the 17th, Tuesday, the 17th of December at the Bloomsbury Theatre.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 25th of October from 10.
Yes. And it's going to be, I mean, I genuinely can't bloody wait.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be so much fun. We've been thinking about doing some sort of show like this for a while, like a Christmassy one, and we've never got round to it.
So we thought it would be lovely to bring people together. And also, sorry, Sis.
No. What I was about to say was really quite dull. I was about to say something about, like, it's quite hard to get a room around Christmas time. But I thought, why do people care about the bookings of theatres?
But a lovely reference to the Nativity story, of course.
Yeah, we ran a couple of theatres and they said, no room.
That would be the place to do it, wouldn't it? To be in a stable, but hey.
Yeah, so the Bloomsbury are offering us their stable.
They said, you can go to the stable if you like.
Yeah.
Caesar Augustus declared that there will be a census and every man should return with his family to the town of his birth. That's how I remember the Nativity assembly beginning at my school.
Oh, wow. I didn't do any of it. I think I was in the chorus.
Well, no, I can't remember what I was.
I mean, I don't think they called it the chorus.
She's a chorus girl.
I was in the dance break. You know, the Tappers of Jerusalem.
But I do think remember. It gives you quite a good understanding of like what a census is quite early on.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Different to Sensei, who teaches karate, of course.
Yeah, don't get those confused. Caesar Augustus did not decree one of those. We probably won't cover that much of the Nativity, if I'm honest, but I just thought that's...
I don't know how much of the Nativity will cover.
There might not be any many kings there.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
No, we won't do the Nativity.
But you know the gag, guys. Finish that one yourself.
You can do that. I used to like those when it was like a picture to finish the drawing and do the line.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you could go rogue and you'd be like, no, that doesn't look good. I'd be so annoyed with myself.
It's going to be lots of festive fun.
Oh, so much festive fun.
We don't know what the fuck we're going to do yet.
Hey, Susie, we do. We planned it all out.
Oh, yeah, it's all planned. But we know that there's going to be a song sheet.
There's going to be a song sheet, okay.
It's going to be, so please don't worry about that. If you're thinking, I'd love to come, but I don't know. But, you know, I went to a school that didn't do hymns. That is not an issue.
That's not an issue, don't worry.
There'll be a song sheet. And listen, I would say I'm up for making a Spotify playlist of the carols we're going to do. And I'll show it on Instagram the week before.
Lovely idea.
In case people want to warm up for it.
Well, you know, that's what I did with my, not to bring it the mood down, but that's what I did with my dad's funeral.
Yes, Tom, I remember receiving
the message. We did a little town of Bethlehem because we were still in the Christmas week. And it was, I just didn't want that mumbled singing, which you do, you know, in, if you had to do singing in assembly at primary school, everybody loves it. And yes, you're just there for it all, can't stop. Get to secondary school and suddenly you're like, oh no, this isn't cool.
Well, I think the first week of year seven, you're like belting it out and then you're like, oh God.
Oh, that's sad.
My entire time at school.
You're so sad.
You're so sad.
Actually sings in assembly. Actually happy. Oh my God, so sad.
No, I remember getting that message from you saying, this is the hymn we're going to do. Please listen to it. I want everyone to sing it properly. And I thought,
I'll see.
Well, no, I think in that scenario, you were controlling what you can control.
Which is other people.
And what you control is me. Who will show off even at my dad's funeral? I'll text Susie.
I was there for the show offs. I like it. But yeah, I just didn't want it to be mumbled, you know.
No, but I get that. You want people to sing out.
If you want to sing out, sing out.
Sing out. Did you have to go to church in your secondary school?
For Harvest Festival we did, actually.
Yeah. Did you go for Christmas?
And maybe at Christmas we did. Mm. And sometimes they'd come in and see us.
Oh, with what the priest would. And sort of talk to you about being grateful.
Something like that, I think. Yeah, I can't remember now. They occasionally, not hugely. We weren't a church school.
Was it a C of E school?
We were just a state school.
See, I went to a Catholic school. God knows why, we're not Catholic.
Well.
But we had to go to St. John's Church.
They're often strict, aren't they?
Oh, God, they were so strict. We had nuns and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a rumour that one of them fell down the stairs after drinking the communion wine and that's why she broke her arm.
Oh my God, it's a terrible rumour. Was it like Sister Act 2?
Yeah. I wish it was like Sister Act 2. No, it was weird, I think. I mean, in the way that I think anything where you're sort of, I didn't grow up with it, so it all felt really odd to me because Mum and Dad, we never went to church. And then all of a sudden I was going to this Catholic school because there, loads of kids from my primary school were going there.
Makes sense.
And so I was like, oh, I'll go there.
Mm.
Which now I sort of hate that I went there, I think. Anyway, not that it matters. It was so long ago. Susie, let it go. Mm. But then the girl that I went to be friends with, she was a bitch to me. You know, there's a left.
From primary school?
Yeah, she was a right cow, Tom.
She changed.
She changed. She got expelled. Don't worry about it.
Oh, she was bad. Oh, well, that's good that you...
She was bad to the bone.
She was a wronger. What was it that she got expelled for?
I think fighting.
Classic.
She did try to beat me up once, but I ran really fast. But of course, people forget my mum was a sprinter. So, you know, it's in the genes.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, Anne Ruffle. She was the fastest woman in Portsmouth at one point. What are you laughing at? Her name was Anne Wells then, just in case anyone...
In case anybody wanted to look at that.
She was so fast, they used to make her race the boys when she was a teenager because they said it wasn't fair for her to keep winning all the girls' races.
Wow, Anne Wells. And well, the they said. That was the headline.
She'd beat all the boys and then the boys would cry and then the dads and the mums would say it's not fair that she's running and so she wasn't allowed to race anyone.
No.
Yes, and that's the end happened. Well, and then some coach saw her and was like, oh, we could train her. She could like... She could run for England one day. They didn't say that she would, but like maybe she could be. And my mum's response when she was 15 was, oh no, I don't want to do that. I'd have really muscly legs and they wouldn't look nice in a skirt. And there was the end of her track career.
I'd never heard that story, Susie.
Oh, really? She was also an excellent trampoliner. Did I tell you that?
No, I've got a trampoline. Does she want to come round?
She would love to. And do you know, for her 40th, my dad bought her a trampoline.
Hmm.
And she got on it and she hadn't been on a trampoline for 20 years.
Still had it.
She could do a double back somersault.
Double back somersault.
Yeah, at 40. Like, I mean, it was amazing.
Anne.
It used to be like my mum's party trick that like when my friends would come round, she'd be like, oh, let me have a go. And then I'd be like, oh, mum, don't embarrass yourself. It'd be like a bit that we'd do and then she'd get on and she'd be really good.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Bit of musical.
Yeah. Then we'd do Burlington Bertie.
What a family.
Which didn't really make sense because we were both sort of male impersonators.
Why were you doing that at your 16th birthday party? Yeah.
But you know, it worked for us.
Wow, Anne, I had no idea about that.
So I'm naturally fast.
Well, then, because of your mother, it's in the genes.
In the genes. So, in the Levi's.
It's in the Levi's. And were you, so you ran away from the horrible girl.
I did. I've ran away from the horrible girl. But, you know, I live to tell the tale.
Well, they make us stronger, don't they, these experiences? Yes. Annoyingly, they make us stronger.
Annoyingly, they've shaped me into the woman I am today.
Exactly.
Anxious, repressed.
Oh.
No, I'm not repressed.
I was going to say, something. Surely not.
But what I was going to say to you is that when we used to go to church,
oh, yeah,
at school, we used to go, I think, like every Friday afternoon. Was it as often as that? Maybe it was like every 2 weeks. But we went a lot.
You went a lot.
We went a lot. And I remember being so bored in one of the services. And listen, I'm sure there are priests that make that text come alive.
Well, it's,
you know,
we've all seen bad renditions of the written text, haven't we?
You know, I've seen a bad Hamlet, but I've seen a good Hamlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite sort of, what I would say was he had sort of quite a monotone voice.
Okay, right.
And so he didn't make the scripture come alive. And I distinctly remember taking the time to count how many lambs I could see.
Oh, that's a fun game.
In the room. And I think I got up to about 27.
Oh, that's great.
There was some on the roof. It was all over the place.
A lot of lambs.
Just to try and create some sort of fun for myself.
Well, that can't have been much fun on a Friday, yeah.
No, I don't think it was the best. Of course, there was always the thrill of getting to walk through town.
Oh, you had to walk through town?
You had to walk through town.
Make your own way
there.
No.
As a team, we were not allowed to make our own way.
Oh, quite right.
Past the fountain, which is in the centre of Portsmouth Commercial Road.
Oh, up there, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes people would put fairy liquid in the fountain and it would bubble over.
A little bit of hijinks behaviour.
Hijinks behaviour, but also I imagine giving it a bit of a clean, which is nice. No bad thing.
Yeah, very clean fountain, lovely. and so you go to St John's and there were nuns there. And were the nuns teachers at your school?
Yeah, I got taught sex education by a nun.
This explains everything.
Yeah. No wonder we found it so hard to have a baby.
Well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they said, you know, never have sex with boys. And I
you listened.
I listened. But it was a bit like, you know, if you have sex, you will get pregnant and die. Like that scene in Mean Girls when the coach says that. You will get pregnant and you will die. There was like, it was so.
Yeah.
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 They taught RE as well. Yeah. And they were meant to teach about other religions, but I think they were sort of quite laissez-faire on that.
Well, you stick with what you know, choice. I suppose. Yes. The signs were there. If anyone was going to be a bit biased, it's probably being a nun.
Well, yeah, they were in habits. I wonder if that's why I love Call the Midwife so much.
I was going to say, it does all come around.
But I mean, they were not Sister Julienne.
They weren't as charming as Sister Julienne.
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, maybe they were in their own way, but I didn't really get to know them. There was a girl in my year who, I mean, so many of her relatives died, in inverted commas, and she went and sat with the nuns.
Oh.
You could like get a few hours off school if you were like.
Oh, if you were a bit sad.
You could go and sit in the chapel. Of course, because of the anxiety, I couldn't lie about something like that because I think it would sort of do something.
It would create, it would make it happen, yeah.
Yeah, and then it would be my fault and then I'd have to deal with that.
Yeah, yeah, of course, the
and
eternal
really
guilt.
With, you know.
All the guilt of the world.
I was already dealing with all the guilt of the world.
Yeah, so you don't want to add another thing. Yeah. fair enough. Yeah, but what, some girls would just DOS, just go off.
Yeah, just totally DOS and be like, oh, my uncle died. I'm going to go and sit in the chapel. And then you'd be like, no, he didn't.
He didn't.
Before I was born, but I feel sad about it.
So they'd go and sit in the church and what? What, in St John's?
No, there was like a little chapel at school.
So you go and sit in the chapel and what? And just DOS in there?
You DOS in there. Sometimes I think there was a rumour that the nuns made you tea and gave you a biscuit if you were grieving.
Oh.
I don't know. How could I say?
It's not a bad deal.
But it's not a bad deal.
But but then you'd have to sit through more mass, right?
I guess so. But it's, you know, is that worse than double science? Although it depends what you want to believe. I guess it depends.
It depends what way you want to go. Yeah. Well.
Well, listen, that's just been a little trip down memory lane for me.
Wasn't that lovely, though? I got that great insight into that little story. A couple of little stories there about Pompey dreams.
Just a little something else about me.
A little something about me. Well, Suze, I know you have to dash off. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going just here. I've got another. I'm doing a football podcast. I'm interviewing a footballer.
Oh, is it Jill Scott?
It's not, no.
That's the only one I know.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
But I will see you next week.
You bet you will, if not before. And thanks all. And thanks for coming up. A few people have come up to us this week, I think, and said yes, they like the podcast. So,
and that really means a lot. So thank you for that.
Means the world.
And if you'd like to come to Like Minded Friends Live at Christmas.
Yes.
We should have called it Legs of Crimbo.
Well, there's still
time. Listen, you live in land.
Mm.
If you would like to come, we would love you to come. The tickets go on sale on Friday morning.
Mm.
At 10, did you say, or 11?
At 10.
And, you know, be quick. The last one sold out quite quickly. So yeah. You want to come.
Do, and it's on the, it'll be on the Bloomsbury Theatre website.
Bloomsbury Theatre website. And I'm sure we'll share the link.
I'm sure we'll be sharing the link.
I'm sure we'll be sharing the link, but we're very much looking forward to it.
We can't wait.
We can't wait. Okay then, babe. I'll see you next week, yeah?
We'll see you next week, everyone. Okay, bye. Bye, everyone. Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.